You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The South African Post Office has a new board. The board has been signed off and put in place by the Minister of the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies, obviously the stakeholder in this case on behalf of that state-owned entity. We're going to be taking a look at this. We're going to be taking a look at the implications that come with a new board with the minister himself. Minister Solly Malatsi joins me on the line now to see if we can make sense of the post office at the moment. Minister, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Can we perhaps start with an overview of where the South African Post Office sits at the moment? Our understanding, of course, is that we've been in business rescue since July of 2023. The new board has now been appointed. Where is the Post Office in terms of what's been reported to you?
Good evening, Jimmy, and to all your listeners. Indeed, the Post Office has been under business rescue for roughly the past 3 years, and where it is now, like many state-owned enterprises, it is confronted with serious liquidity challenges. Those are very well documented, and particular given what were the contributory factors leading to where the business rescue process initiated, is that the post office, due to either a combination of historical underinvestment, historical mismanagement, and a sense of historical, you know, lack of focus, meant that it did not invest in the digital infrastructure that it needed in order to catch up with the evolution that happened, particularly in the postal and courier services market, which, as you can tell by now, through the mushrooming of, you know, private players in the space, shows that while there is a market for that, the post office, you know, due to the reasons I alluded to earlier, struggled to remain reliable, competitive in that space. And naturally, where there's an unreliable service, customers move, and that has been the challenge for the post office.
Minister, take us through the latest round of board appointments for the post office. You would obviously have to sign off on that as the stakeholder in question here. Can you give us a sense of the board that's been put in place here and what the mandate that you've given to the board as the shareholder is?
Yeah, so just I think it's important to start with the process. We initiated the process towards the end of last year. It was widely publicized, including, you know, in all prominent media and the Government Gazette, because that's how the process unfolds. And we embarked on a very rigorous process of obviously not only doing the shortlisting, but you also have to do background checks. There is then the internal government process, which once, as the Department of Communications were finished with, you know, doing the shortlisting and recommendation, we have to seek cabinet concurrence or cabinet approval. That process at cabinet level culminated last week with the approval that the cabinet provided for the post office to have a board. And it was important to move towards having a board because it is one of the necessary preconditions in exiting business rescue. The other precondition was a projection that at least for a period of a minimum of 6 months to the foreseeable future, the liquidity of the post office, you know, seems intact. The immediate mandate of the board would be looking at establishment of sustainable private partnerships. It is quite clear that the state no longer has the means to continuously keep making, you know, massive capital injections into state-owned entities that are not financially sustainable on their own. But secondly, is the principled view that, you know, these entities themselves also have to have a commercial model that would reduce the over-reliance on the state for funding and financing. Because the truth of the matter is, if you look at the history or the size of bailouts that have been injected into state entities in the past 10 years, that figure is very astronomical. And in fact, it takes away from, investments or allocations from social welfare or education and crime fighting activities, which are necessary for the country to keep a track on.
Minister, can we look at that bailout conversation in a bit more detail? I understand that, of course, parts of this predate your appointment potentially as minister. We know that where we stand at the moment, business rescue practitioners have said we need at least 3.7 to 3.8 billion rand to be injected into the post office if we are to see it come out of business rescue. We know at the same time, National Treasury has said they are not going to be putting in almost 4 billion rand to get the business out of business rescue. What does that mean for the post office financially? You alluded to the fact that the new board must come up with a commercially viable model. Does this mean until that happens, we stay in business rescue?
No, and that's the point that I was making earlier, that the appointment of the board is part of three preconditions to exit business rescue. The priority right now is towards exiting business rescue, and in fact, the business rescue practitioners will be officially filing for that exit. It becomes necessary to have a board when you exit business rescue, because there must still be a governance structure that is responsible for conducting the oversight of the entity, providing the strategic leadership for the entity, and also holding the management accountable for the execution of the mandate of the entity. The conversation around the billions that you are referring to emerges from the steps that were taken at the very beginning of, the attempts to prevent the post office from getting into liquidation, which is why the sixth administration then took the view that it should be put under business rescue. There was an indication that in order to successfully complete the business rescue process, an amount of over 4.8 billion would be needed. That amount, which was a projection, the government immediately injected around 1.6 billion at the time. And there was a plan which, the business rescue put in place of an amount of 3.2 billion, which would be needed to successfully get out of that. But of course, the Treasury correctly felt and was of the view that allocation would need to be supported by a very credible plan for the sustainability of the institution, and also on private partnerships, and also taking into consideration the reality of competing interest that our fiscus is currently under. And as a result, the 3.2 billion conversation is actually closed, because there is no provision for that, and the state has no means actually to be able to get to that. It is for this reason that part of our interventions was in last year, December, when we published the request for expressions of interest in order to invite proposals for private players who would want to, play a role in partnering with the post office so that we can leverage those partnerships towards the salvaging the sustainability of the post office.
So, Minister, what we're saying at the moment is that we're going to rely on our successes in the public-private partnerships that we've seen of late between other state-owned entities, that type of model, as opposed to seeking another 3 billion rand from the state to get this business back online.
Correctly so. What I'm underscoring is that we have and are imagining and approaching the future of the post office without any expectation whatsoever that there would be an injection of 3.2 billion, because as I've said to you, the primary requirement for that from National Treasury's perspective is also the availability of a credible you know, sustainability plan, a credible partnerships program, which will leverage, amongst others, the property portfolio of the post office and its strategic presence all over the country. And the fact that, you know, there has to be a model that shows sustainability. The fiscus is under massive pressure, Jimmy, as you can imagine, and the competing interests are constantly growing, and there has to come a time where a principle stand is taken around whether you continue, you know, injecting into state-owned entities that are not, you know, sustainable, or rather redirect those funds towards investment in getting more police officers on the ground, in ensuring that there are more teachers in classrooms, and making sure that we can expand the reach of our social welfare program. So this isn't just about what is convenient or needed for the post office or for the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies, but also the fact that we operate within an ecosystem, and that ecosystem unfortunately does not have, you know, endless pockets.
Minister, before I let you go, I want to take a look at where the post office then fits into your portfolio. It has become a broadening portfolio with the introduction of things like digital technologies and the conversations we're having with the likes of Starlink and wanting to improve accessibility in South Africa. The post office, of course, maintains a unique advantage in how it is positioned in the country, how much it has in terms of infrastructure to be able to service those underserviced areas. But is there a place in modern day South Africa for the post office as we knew it, or is it time for us to think about the post office differently?
Look, I think what is necessary is that there has to be a balance between ensuring that there is universal access to postal and courier services, particularly for poor people who mainly are based in rural areas, who are mainly black people in this country, who are, you know, far away from, you know, urban nodal points where there are alternative accesses to that market. I think the key factor is, you know, the market, the private sector market has shown that the adoption of, you know, digitization brings convenience to the end user, in this case, the customer. And customers want a reliable service that is affordable, one that is accessible, and that they can enjoy with ease. And that is where the post office should be competing and thinking about. I think historically there's always been this type of mentality that simply because, you know, an institution is a state-owned institution, it is therefore then entitled, you know, to be the point, the first point of preference for the market. But the reality is that isn't the case. It's competing with, you know, private, and competition is good because competition drives improvement in the quality of service, including also in the determination of pricing.
Competition is good, and the post office as we know it may be completely different to the business that comes out of this business rescue proceedings. We look forward to seeing where this new board and their mandate takes the post office in terms of the strategic direction of that business. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you to Minister in the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies, Minister Solly Malatsi, for joining us to take a look at the new board appointments at the post office and what it means for that SOE.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.